In this episode of the Energy Transitions podcast, we hear from industry experts at Schneider Electric on how virtualization is playing a game-changing role to how distribution utilities are overcoming major challenges. To learn more, my colleague Jonathan Spencer-Jones sits down with Luca Cavalletto, Asset Manager, and Arnold Canton, Digital Power SVP at Schneider Electric. I'm Pamela Larg, and this is the Energy Transitions podcast. This episode is brought to you by Schneider Electric Digital Power Division.
How is virtualization playing a game-changing role in helping distribution utilities overcome major challenges? To discuss this important topic and the partnership that's enabling it, I'm joined today by A2A, the innovative local energy company that also distributes electricity and gas in Milan and in other local areas. Hello, Arno and Luca. Welcome.
Hello.
To start at the beginning, could you talk a bit about the partnership, how it originated and how it's sort of structured? Arno, if you'd like to start.
Yeah, sure. I think we've been a long-standing partner with A2A and Unarity in particular, looking at digital solutions to manage the distribution grids from the central brains that manage intelligence in the control rooms down to the substation level. And that's how we are now together looking at what are the next needs of our key customers like A2A, and how we can respond to the urgent needs to decarbonize the grid and bring innovative solutions to help foster faster adoption of renewable energies and EV chargers in particular.
And can you add to that, Luca?
Yes, we can count several projects with Schneider in a lot of domains. We have a project about grid control, grid automation, and also about innovation. An example, also today, we signed a contract about a project with Schneider Electric, an innovative project about a compact substation that we really want to use in our grid. And I think this collaboration is very important for us because with Schneider, we think we have the same vision for the future about innovation and digitalization of the grid.
Okay, thank you. And that sets the scene. So now we get into the nitty-gritty. And Arno, to start with you, how can the utility maximize the use of existing infrastructure by incorporating greater intelligence at the edge?
Yeah, it's a very good question because obviously the massive deployment of renewables and EVs mean that the networks need to be upgraded. But obviously that's very long and very expensive, which means that the shorter term solution is to make sure you can maximize the use of the existing capacity, which is limited by the size of wires, and so enabling to have more energy flowing through the same capacity is really the kind of flexibility game that everybody is looking at of how we can really make best use of the existing hosting capacity.
And can you expand on that from the distribution company perspective, the sort of challenges that are faced?
Yes, I agree with Arno, but in point of view of the DSOs, I think the challenge for the future is in particular in the secondary substation. We need to digitalize in the secondary substation to improve our process. We talk about a virtual world and a virtual digitalization of our asset, but we need to start from this part of the grid. In this part of the grid, we have a lot of our asset that at the moment aren't digitalized. And the DSOs need to start the same process that in the past we did in the primary substation. At the moment, the primary substation is the asset completely digitalized, and we need to arrive in the same solution also in the secondary substation. But we need to do in the flexibility way, and we need to work very close with partner like Schneider to tailorize the solution with our necessity and to our process. But I think the secondary substation in the future are the big challenge for the DSOs.
Which brings us on to the virtual substation. And can you talk a bit more about that, Arno?
Yeah, if we apply that concept, we are looking at really bringing all the intelligent functions at the edge onto a computer world with the aim of flexibility in the sense of being able to very easily change and upgrade applications that can be deployed to the field without needing truck rolls to a substation. So really creating an infrastructure that enables flexibility. So that's really what it is about. So if I had to describe it in simple words, that's really removing all these intelligent head functions about protection, automation, metering. Bring all these functions, which are today in dedicated electronic boxes and various of them, into a simple computer that can be updated like we do a Windows update every now and then, right? And that's really the key concept to enable that flexibility. Well, you don't need to go back to a substation every time you have a change to make. So start simply with measurements, instrumentation, then move to local controls and maybe add local optimization later on. So that's kind of a journey where you can create an infrastructure that will be future-proofed and you can deploy easily new set of applications along the way.
And from the distribution company perspective, how does the virtual substation help to meet the challenges?
Yes, it's very, very important. The secondary substation, the possibility to virtualize, is also our goals. Secondary substation will be a hub from DSOs and our clients. The secondary substation are the last nodes in the grid before the users. And for us, it's very important this position. An example. For a medium voltage, for a secondary substation, will be very important to increase, an example, the telecontrol and the automation for our secondary substation. But in particular, for a low voltage, at the moment, we don't start to insert this technology in this level. But in low voltage, we have a possibility to share with our customer, an example, information, and have information to improve our process. An example for the flexibility, as Arnaud says, for us is very, very, very important, and also for change all our process. An example, if you have a possibility to telecontrol of each our asset, and the possibility to have an automation with our asset, I reduce the intervention in the fields. Then for a workers, an example, we grow the security of our operators. And in the other example, if improve our process, an example, we have a possibility to reduce injury in the field. This is an effect. If we increase my automation possibility and telecontrol automation possibility, also the workers have a good experience in that work.
Right. And turning to the technology in particular, the PowerLogic T300, what are the requests and feedback and your experiences with that?
Yes, very good experience at the moment. In our grid, we have 800 T300 installed, and after a period of setting properly the asset in the field, we arrive in a very, very, very good solution. And with this asset in our secondary substation, we have all the data we need from the fields, and we have a possibility to telecontrol each situation at this moment. For the future, we are speaking with Schneider. We need to have an open view with our asset, and we are working to increase interoperability and the flexibility of that solution. That in simple words, we are using the best solution of RTU in the world, I think, but we have to improve to win the new challenges for the future.
And Arno, can you talk a bit more about the technical aspects of the T300 virtualized?
Yeah, we're really looking at extending, in fact, the set of applications which are currently hosted in what we call a RTU, Remote Terminal Unit, which is primarily initially geared towards control on the medium voltage side and some limited monitoring of the low voltage side. So typically, in order to do that today, and we are actually moving towards those solutions in the short term, you know, if we want to start having visibility on the low voltage side, on the different feeders, we are adding meters and we are consolidating meter information into this RTU. There may be some protection functions which will be added into that. So the target is really to avoid having, you know, as many devices as we have applications to put in a substation, because that's very costly, because that, you know, needs a lot of maintenance. And gather all these functions into a standard piece of a computer, so that it can be, you know, easily managed and upgraded. So plan for the necessary instrumentation into that hardware, and then manage it like a software. That's really the idea of the virtualization.
And Luca, what further challenges do you see ahead for distribution companies?
Yes, the challenge is very similar that Arnaud said before, because in my vision, I think also for Schneider, the software will substitute the hardware. And for us, it's very important, but this challenge is to find which is the correct hardware to install it. I know, I agree, we need to have a general purpose personal computer inside each substation in the futures. But we need to decide the characteristics of this hardware, because for the futures we have to install each app and not install other hardware. An example, an app for substitute the RTU. We want a virtual RTU inside my general purpose PC. We want an app, an example, maybe in the future, only to collect the data from the smart meters, and I want to change in the future the hardware. I want to use the same hardware, but have an app to install to have a new features, like we have with our smartphone. If you think the same hardware with an app at the moment, maybe I don't know which are the new app that I needed to install it. That, but the virtualization have the possibility to have that this situation. For me, it's very important to define the correct specification of our hardware to be ready for the app that I don't mind at this moment.
And what would be your takeaways for other distribution companies looking at the solution?
At the moment, the solutions of these of this kind, the DSOs are working stronger for find the possibility to achieve these goals. But I think another important things, an example for my work with my colleagues, I define the document specification for all the assets. At the moment, we write in a document to define the specific characteristic of each asset. If you have a possibility to have a completely virtualized asset in my secondary substation, my colleagues, an example, can testing in the virtual world what happened when I change some things before to define the final document. I think could be a challenge, not only for the DSOs, but also for the supplier like Schneider, for optimize the process, because also the process of engineering substation is in a long and hard process. And I think with the virtualization, not only when I installed something in the grid, but before installing the grid, could be a very good challenge for the future.
And Arno, what is the future role of the virtual substation in the energy system of the future with distributed energy resources and resiliency?
Yeah, I think, you know, as Luca mentioned, I think we need to broaden the perspective as well. It's not only about an operating system. It's also how you completely transform the way you manage the life cycle of those applications. So there is a design piece where virtualization will create its own digital twin that can be used in simulation, right? So it's how you can accelerate, for instance, the testing of a control scheme or a protection scheme in a substation, bring it to the design phase instead of leaving it to the last mile of a commissioning of a substation where you are always facing a ton of issues, you're under stress, the hardware is not coming, so everything is getting delayed. So it's a real pain in the deployment of the solutions today. So typically, that can de-risk a project of installing a new substation or retrofitting an existing one because you can test upstream. And so that can ease a lot from a life cycle perspective to go faster. Then when we talk about the upgrades, this is really about the perspective of speed of deployment of upgrades, right? Think about now that you have your infrastructure, which is quite standardized, that you can update a control scheme. I don't know, you need to implement some voltage control scheme in the low voltage network. You can distribute that application to hundreds or thousands of substations in a couple of days instead of taking years to go to each and every substation. So I think this would really change the game from that perspective in terms of how it can make the field deployments much more effective, but also help the engineers to standardize applications, test applications upstream, and manage much better what is on site, know exactly what is installed at any point, and handle it in a very let's say productive, efficient environment.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Arno and Luca, and we look forward to following the next steps in A2A's journey with the virtual substation.
Yes.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Luca.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Arno.
For more insights, be sure to join the ENLIT community.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Transitions podcast, brought to you by ENLIT and friends. That's a wrap from me, Pamela Log, and our producer, Kamo Motse. We hope you can join us next time. Visit enlit.world or subscribe for more episodes.